Holy Mary, Mother of God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Today is the Feast of Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Father Lecter Round has been doing shopping lately. In fact, he's volunteered to do our cooking when Bishop Father McKenna is not with us. And he is new enough to the American cultural scene to be amazed at some of our excesses. So he reported with wonder the other day how they're already celebrating Christmas in the stores. I think of this story in connection with today's Mass. Today's Mass is not an offensive or commercial, obviously, anticipation of Christmas so that those who don't believe in Christ can make money early. It is a wonderful reminder to us that whenever the Mass is offered, indeed, whenever we pray the third joyful mystery, somehow Christmas, the Nativity of our Blessed Savior, becomes present to us, to our imagination, to our prayer, sacramentally upon the altar. Today's Feast of the Maternity of Our Lady honors that greatest and most fundamental of all of Mary's titles, her maternity, that she is the Mother of God. The theological Greek term is Theotokos, which means the God-bearer. That's the first of our, three. This is a weekend, St. Hugh of Lincoln, dedicated entirely to the glory of Mary. Mary, the Mother of God. Tomorrow, we will honor Our Lady in her queenship. That's how she identified herself at the shrine of our, what would be the shrine of Our Lady could help one day. I am the Queen of Heaven. And then the third of these titles, they're all found, of course, in the Litany of Our Lady, the Litany of Loreto. The third on Sunday is Our Lady of the Rosary and Our Lady, the Queen of Peace. The first of these tonight, Our Lady, the Mother of God. This feast is one of the later feasts of Mary. The feast day of Mary's queenship is the last of Mary's great feast days that were put into the Missal by true popes, Pius XII. Today's feast by Pius the 11th. Today is one of those sad, happy days for us Catholics. If you remember these sorts of things or you read something on the internet, you are sadly reminded that today is the 51st anniversary of the opening of the false council, Vatican II, which is the source of all the destruction of faith and of culture and of souls and of God's glory. But today's feast day serves as a happy anniversary celebration of the 1500th anniversary of a true council of truly Catholic bishops under the authority of the Pope to settle the question that Our Lady truly is the Mother of God and that Jesus Christ is, as we teach our children in the Catechism, that Jesus Christ is true God and true man, one divine person with two natures, the nature of a man and the nature of God, divine and human nature. That's our Catholic faith. Those who were back then, or today, attacking Mary, always end up attacking Jesus. They claim that they do this so that Mary won't be too elevated, Queen of Heaven or something like that, and that she has to be brought down a peg or two. But whenever they go after Our Lady, what happens? Our Lord is attacked. His divinity or his humanity, some essential truth of the incarnation, God becoming man, goes out the window. Inevitably so. These are good things for us to remember, and these are good truths for us to contemplate. They give us, as it were, the theological backbone for the devotional prayer of our rosary meditation. We remember she truly is the Mother of God. How great is her glory. And then, as I say, when you read the text of the Mass, when you meditate a little bit on the third joyful, you can't help but think of all of the sweetness and the joy and the peace of Christmas. Even with all the commercialism, even with all of the crass heresy and the destruction of what's left of Catholicism, nevertheless, there's a certain sweetness and peace, isn't there? That God became man through Mary, the Virgin, in her humble obedience to God. And there he is born in the most profound poverty in Bethlehem's cave. And then we think to ourselves, well, dear Lord, you chose that, so you won't mind our altar or our church. You don't even mind me to receive you tonight in Holy Communion. So in that sense, your rosary prayer is a good, either a preparation for or a good extension of your Holy Communion. So that all of them come together, even as all of these anniversaries, and even as all of these truths, each one of Mary's prerogatives, we are reminded by today's feast, comes from that one singular truth. She is the God-bearer. She is the Mater Dei, the Mother of God. Protestants flinch when they hear that. They don't like that term. And that's how they end up getting all mixed up about even what the Incarnation means and even who Jesus Christ truly is. How sad that is. Whereas if we stay with Mary, we have a perfectly orthodox and true faith. And yet at the same time, we have that devotional window that's open for us. Meditate. And meditate well on our rosary mysteries. And that's going to feed our devotion and strengthen our faith our whole lives long. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.